It's Tuesday, May 24th, and this is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Bring in those flowers. A freeze watch is in effect for late tonight through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service says to expect sub-freezing temperatures as low as 27 degrees in the upper Yampa River Basin and central Colorado River Basin. The frost and freeze conditions could kill crops and other sensitive vegetation, could also damage unprotected outdoor plumbing, so be aware of your sprinkler systems. COVID numbers have 18 new reported cases in Rout County since Friday, with 46 reported cases in the past week. There are 5 new cases of COVID in Moffitt County since Friday, with 17 new cases in a week, and that's from the CDPHE. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. The chamber is on the agenda to discuss a proposal for destination management, communications, and promotions. There's also a public hearing for the sale of the building at 840 Yampa Street. Craig City Council also meets tonight. A work session with the Skate Park Alliance starts at 5, then the council meetings at 6:30. Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran will present the Life-Saving Award to Wasey Labs for life-saving measures he administered on a medical call on May 13th. The Gloria Gossard Breast Care Center at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center in Steamboat has been designated a Certified Quality Breast Center of Excellence. That's the highest certification possible and the 5th year in a row for the Breast Care Center in Steamboat. You are invited to lunch on the lawn with the Senior Social Center in Craig. It's from 1 to 3 Wednesday, May 25th. There will be some hot dogs. Bring a side to share. Moffitt County High School has named its Outstanding Athletes of the Year. It's called the Dude Dent Athletic Award, and the banquet was Monday night. Hallie Hamilton is the Outstanding Female Athlete, and Logan Hafey is the Best Male Athlete for the Bulldogs. Allison Reiser from Hayden High School is the state triple jump champion for the third time. She skipped Hayden's graduation on Saturday to compete at the Chassa State Championships, and she won. Reiser's headed to the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley in the fall to be on the track team. Caitlin Gromick on the Steamboat Sailors golf team is qualified for the Chassa State Golf Tournament. It's next weekend in Grand Junction. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.